treat me. What's the difference? Your ego is the one that made you walk beyond me, and your intellect is the one that made you take two steps back and come and greet me. So really, my brother, if you are not walking in greeting, then that ego is in a crisis. That ego is in a problem. That's the first principle. Walk into your house with a salam and with a smile. Let us say, inshallah. At least my sisters will make dua for me. The second thing, let us learn to appreciate the favors of our spouses and our partner. The hadith that I quoted, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah." You are dreaming to please Allah, and really you will never do justice to the gratitude of Allah if you first cannot be grateful to the servants of Allah. Being grateful to the servants of Allah is a stepping stone to get to being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until and unless, we will not appreciate. Look at the qualities of Allah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. The last verse of the fifth juz, Allah said, "Tour the world, you won't find someone who will appreciate your work more than me." When the dwellers of Jannah will enter Jannah, Allah make us amongst them. The first thing they will say, "Inna Rabbana laghafurun shakur." All praise belongs to Allah. He has taken grief away from us. And indeed, we have to confess in one voice, our Lord is one who appreciates. We did so little, but see what He gave us. We did so little, but see what He gave us. Scientific research makes us understand that even an animal needs to be acknowledged if you want it to contribute more. I mean, I once attended, from the police force, they had a dog unit that had a display where dogs would run and sniff the drugs and pick up the thugs. But I noticed very diligently on every achievement of the dog, it got a pat. It got a gentle acknowledgement. The animal was embraced. Occasionally, you see these dolphin shows. The dolphin flaps one and three fish you pop in. It's a costly thing. But even an animal to stimulate it, there's acknowledgement. My brother, have you ever acknowledged your partner? Have you ever said a kind word? The riwayat is in Bayhaqi. One Bedouin comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked for something. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Give him the date we have." So when he was given the date, فَوَحَّشَ بِهَا, he said, "A lousy date's not going to make a difference to my stomach. You can do with it." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No problem." Another person came. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Give him the same date." He was given the date. He said, "Subhanallah, tamaratun min rasulillah. لا تفارقني هذه التمر ما بقيت ولا أزال أرجو بركتها أبدا." This is sentimental value, man. A date from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like, you know, you see the person before he's married. Now his wife gave him a jacket. He's wearing a jacket in summer. I mean, okay, I know you understand it. You're attached to it. Love her. Love the thing she loves also. Whatever is in it. But I mean, it's summer. He said, "Subhanallah, a date from the Prophet of Allah. This date will live with me and this date will die with me. And I will look towards appreciating this date." When the Prophet ﷺ heard this, he said, "Umm Salma, I have 40 dirhams. Take it out and give it to him now." Now look at what acknowledgement got this man going. But that's not all. The riwayat continues. فَمَا لَبِثَ الرَّجُلُ أَنِ اسْتَغْنَى. Few days passed. Allah enriched this man so much. He became one of the wealthy people of Medina. And he started discharging. So what I'm saying, to engage the situation, acknowledge. Acknowledge. A kind word goes a long way. I share this in acknowledgement to Allah. There was a brother that was attending the congregation here. He's left us. His name is Brother Ishaq. He phoned me the other day. He says, "Molana, I used to listen to your talks very diligently. And one particular day you spoke about the virtue of acknowledging." He said, "Apart from that, improving my family life, it has improved my commercial life." He said, "The opportunities I got, the meetings I sat in, the corporal opportunities, and how I climbed the ladder simply because of the etiquette and the courtesy of thanking people, acknowledging people, SMS, email, phone, whatever it is, an acknowledgement, I'm aware, I've received it, jazakallah." He said, "I've climbed the ladder so rapidly that this one advice has really made a difference to my deen and my dunya." So that's my second humble message. You know, let's appreciate. And then when we don't appreciate, and the woman responds, we feel offended. I mean, look at her, look at her. She's like this, she's like that. You know, I came across a beautiful hadith. It's painful for any man when his wife raises his voice. What they say, listen to your wife. She gives advice, sound advice. 10% sound, 90%. 10% advice, 90% sound. What happens? You feel offended when your wife speaks to you back in your face. But any person who's not acknowledged, and any person who's abused in their position, has to inevitably open up their heart and speak. We hear from the previous hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, in the previous nation, some people got onto the back of